Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley from EveryDaySaturday.com. I'm excited. I'm fired up. I'm motivated. I'm excited. I'm thankful that I woke up on the right side of the ground today. I just can't get enough of what is going on right now, this minute, this very second in my life, because I know that today is the only day that is guaranteed to me right now, the present. 86,400 seconds in this day right now. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to mope. I'm not going to gripe. I'm not going to think about what could have been, what should have been, how things could have been happening today a little bit differently, all that other crazy stuff. And you should not be doing it either. Why am I so excited? Why am I coming out of the gates fired up? Why am I starting the podcast just going nuts? Because we're pre-launching 6 days of Saturday this week. Pre-launch simply means the buzz is going crazy. Thousands and thousands of opt-ins to 6 days of Saturday right now. You can download my free report if you go to 6daysofsaturday.com. If you're anywhere around April 15th and you're listening to this live or on and around that date, you'll see incredible videos. The free report is called Seize Your Saturday Power. I'm not here to promote that on this podcast, but it is why I'm so excited. Launch day is April 21st. If you're anywhere above the ground, you have a pulse, you can fog a mirror, and you have the ability to go after your dream, which is every single person listening to this, and you don't care what your friends, family, or anybody else around you thinks about your dream, all that matters is that you have bought into it, you know you own the title deed on it, you know you're excited about it, you don't have to ask permission to go for it. If you are anywhere above ground on April 21st and not somewhere in outer space, you need to get to 6daysofsaturday.com. I'm giving it away for just shipping and handling. And yes, I'm going to ask you to become a member of the Everyday of Saturday community. You'll see it all. You'll see it all unfold. But that's why I'm so incredibly excited. Right now, just today, I'm recording this at 12:28 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, April 15th. It's tax day in the United States. You'd think the world was coming to an end. I forgot it was tax day today. I went to go mail a letter. That's it. I just went to mail a letter, and I got bombarded. I almost got run over by a stampede of people going to the post office trying to get their taxes postmarked on today. And I understand why people wait. That's no big deal, man. I'm not here to talk about the tax man, the Tea Party. Do we pay enough taxes? Don't pay enough taxes. This isn't a procrastination episode. All this is an episode of the Everyday is Saturday show, which is downloaded in over 100 countries by over 30,000 subscribers regularly, and that is to get you excited. I'm recording the very first component of our upcoming 12-month program called Destination Saturday. And as I think about the main reason why most people can't get out of their own way, it revolves around their passion, their inability to get excited, the fact that they go through their day complacent, thinking, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow. That'll be someday. Oh, not me. It can't happen for me. And look, you talk about being in the eye of a hurricane. Right now, during our pre-launch week, we have stuff going literally every second. I get an email. My cell phone is blowing up. And there's a lot going on, man. There's a lot to keep your arms around. But I would never want to be anywhere else than right here, right now, living in the skin I'm in, because I'm doing what I absolutely love to do, getting personal development out into the marketplace, bombarding the enemy. And to me, the enemy is all of this fear, procrastination, self-doubt, low self-esteem, the idiots in your community that are saying, you can't do this, who do you think you are, you blah, 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 people that hide behind a computer and take pot shots and sniper and make all these comments, and in the meantime, absolutely hate their life and are jealous of other people that are going to their Saturday. They've seized the Saturday power. Look, if you want something that's easy, get a job or buy a dog or hang out on a porch or stay involved in one of these crazy forums where people don't actually do anything except judge other people all day, every day. Or if you want to get uncomfortable, the best tasting fruit is out on the vine, people. You got to get out there. You got to get uncomfortable. By becoming a member in our community that we're launching, by plugging into this podcast, this is free, man. There's no charge. You went to motivation.podomatic.com, or you went to everydayofsaturday.com, or you went to iTunes and you downloaded this. Somehow, some way, you found this free episode, guess what? There's over 50 more waiting for you to download at no charge at all. It's our way of killing the enemy, the people, and the things that are holding you back. I want to leave you with one question. Just one question, man. I'm getting so excited. I just got to stop. The X-Stutter is going to come out in me. I'm going to start flubbing the dub and spitting all over my screen and just getting... I've got to calm down. I got to get back to work now, okay? I want to leave you with this one question. Oh, by the way, work is not a four-letter word to me. Work is my passion. My passion is my work. They're interchangeable. When I look up the clock at the end of the day and it says 7 o'clock, I can't believe I need to stop doing what I do. Are you one of those people? Or you look up and say, oh, 4 hours till quitting time. Hey, let's go get a smoke. Hey, you want to go get a bite to eat? Maybe we get in a half hour longer at lunch. Come on, people. You weren't put on this earth to think like that. Go after your Saturday, man. Be passionate. If you don't love what you do, figure out what it is you'd love to do and get after it. Nobody's holding you back. Don't play the blame game. Look around. You know, what's going to happen when you stop playing the blame game? Uh-oh, I got to be accountable. I can't blame my life on other people now. Uh-oh, it wasn't his fault. Oh, it wasn't her fault. Now it's just me. I'm accountable. See, being accountable is nice, but it's a double-edged sword. Because once you take ownership of your life, the only buddy, man, I'm getting so fired up. The only person you can blame is you. How's that? Let me leave you with this one question I meant to ask 2 minutes and 12 seconds ago, but I got off on a tangent because I love your dream. Let me ask you this question. Are you passionate about what you do? Or are you just kind of going through the motions? Do you really, really love what you do? Or is it a situation where you do have a dream, you just don't know how to get there? If that's the case, I love it. Because that's where I was 4 years ago, man. Stuck in the pool. I gotta be nice here. Of mediocrity. Okay? Trying, begging people to be great, begging them to try different things. Man, try this, guys. Try that, guy. No, it won't work. I don't think that will really work, Sam. We're not ready to promote internet. Look, pull the ripcord, man. Jump as quick as you can. Jump right now. Get out of that mentality. Get away from those people. They will, I'm telling you, oh, don't even get me started. They will kill your dream, man, like Roundup spraying on a nice blooming flower. What's Roundup? It's that pesticide you kill weeds with. Spraying on a flower, it'll kill the flower too. Your dream's a flower, let it grow. My name's Sam Crowley from EverydayIsSaturday.com. I'm excited, fired up, inspired, and motivated to bring you on board the Everyday is Saturday community. I am fired up.